Coaches shows continue here across Northeast Kansas, gearing up for week four of the high school football season. Now teams in full swing with district play. So obviously you kind of wipe the records clean and get things going, because district play is certainly a big key come postseason time. Now we talk to Jeff County North Head football coach Jeff Schneider. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, appreciate the time. Big win over your rival Oskaloosa in week three, 36-0 that final. How impressed were you with the team's performance in that win?
Well, I liked a lot of things that we did. We're getting a little bit better each week, and you see some of the things we're working on our film, which is good, because you can reinforce what you're doing. It's the second week in a row that we were able to get a shutout, which is very difficult to do. I think we've seen the most improvement on our team this year on our defensive side. I think our guys are doing better with their keys and with their assignments. So, we're young, but we're getting better, and that's all we can hope for.
Yeah, you kind of went right into my next point, was wanting to talk about the defense pitching back-to-back shutouts. The week before it was Jeff County North, obviously over Valley Heights, 20-0, and then getting the win over Oskaloosa, 36-0 most recently. But is it just the guys committing more to their assignments, kind of taking it, you know, one day at a time? What's kind of the attitude like for that defense, you know, to be able to kind of have this success in the last couple of weeks?
With just exactly what you said, I think we're committing to our assignments. I think we're trying to do our job instead of we've always given good effort on defense, but we're actually giving good effort and following the game plan. So, you know, it's a team effort. Both sides of the ball always are, but on the defensive side, we seem to be playing, playing better. And a lot of that is just, just getting a little bit more experience and reading what we're supposed to be doing and then actually going out and getting it done and performing well. So very happy with that side of the ball.
Obviously now we're stepping aside. We're a third of the way through the regular season, and district play is obviously very important for everybody, you know, to really determine how the playoffs and postseason is set up. You know, is it a different mindset with your team now moving forward in terms of district play getting going, or, you know, keep it pretty much even keel and pretty much the same?
The thing we focus on, and whether it's district, whether it's league, whether it's not, the thing that we're trying to focus on and stress to our players is just the importance of trying to have an opportunity to play football each week. We want to go 1-0 each week, play our best football, and continue to improve throughout the course of the season. So that's really just been our focus. Whatever is right in front of you has to be your focus, so you don't trip on something and fall and lose an opportunity.
Coach, you get Horton on Friday night. Of course, a team that's just trying to get back on track and just trying to get a winning culture there. You know, you have an opportunity to see Horton on film. They're coming off a big loss to Valley Heights. But what do you see from Horton and potential challenges that they could present to you?
Well, the thing that jumps out to you on a film is their size. You know, they are big across the front line, both offense and defense, and then big in the backfield. Last year, I know they got some returning players back there, and, you know, they were on the top side of 200 pounds. So we just continue to have distress to tackle low, you know, to make sure we wrap up. And it's got to be a gang tackle situation for us. You know, they've got good size, probably a little bit bigger than what we are at this point.
So when you look at keys to the game and what it's going to take to kind of keep that momentum rolling, what are a few keys to this week's game?
Well, just that we have to tackle well, we have to contain, and just a little bit better each week. If we just follow what we're practicing, what we're stressing our fundamentals on, that will improve. Like I said, beating the drum here, probably too much, but we're pretty young, so there is a lot of room for improvement, and we just hope our needle keeps going up in that regard. And that's really all that we can control. You know, we talk to our guys. You don't have to win every snap. Everybody practices and each week, and their guys are doing their job too. We just have to do what we are in control of doing, and that's, you know, do your job with your best effort.
Jeff County North Head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance as well. Jeff County North gets Horton here in week number four. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday.
All right, hey, thank you.